Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, taking calls right now. Theo, finish your point, my friend. Thanks for holding.
Listen, brother, I understand why you don't like being thanked, because I've heard you say that you've made the analogy of you're on the barbed wire already, and I know that you are. You and your entire family is in danger on our behalf. And I'm not going to say thank you. I'm going to say I'm going to hop on the barbed wire with you, brother. I'm sick of people saying things and they're not actually doing something about it. Because a real man is supposed to take the children and put them behind him and snarl at the evil enemy that's been destroying us for years and years.
Exactly. We need to take this personal. We've just gotten so comfortable with, oh, you're going to put poison in the water. You're going to inject us with, I mean, it's all on record. Oh, thank you. Oh, we're wearing black uniforms now. Oh, you're tasering us for no reason now. They're gearing up. They're gearing up for total takeover. They built the FEMA camps. It's in the Army documents.
Absolutely. And I'm just so sick of it. I can't take it anymore. Every day that goes by, my city council won't listen when we're trying to get fluoride taken out. They laugh at us and think that we're stupid when it's actually just...
Yeah, no, you need to file a lawsuit on them. You've got all the studies and the government even saying reduce it from one point six parts per million. I always start stuttering when I try to hurry at the end of the show. And cut it down to 0.7 one parts per million. And it's just time to get aggressive with these scum. It's all they recognize. God bless you. Let's talk to Greg, listening on KYAH in Utah. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to make the point, you can't just move to a small town and put your head in the sand, because I went out to the health department and spoke with the nurse, and I had all the documentation about, you know, using aborted fetus cells and vaccines and studies on showing that the mercury causes autism and on and on and on. And they are so asleep. I mean, this nurse just sat there and defended it like it was still a good thing.
Oh, no, they'll lie to you, most of them, and say there is no mercury in a shot. You show them on the insert, they go, you're an extremist. I mean, it's they just do whatever they're told.
You know, in this town, a few years ago, they didn't treat the water with anything. It was just right out of the well. Well, as soon as they did, let me tell you something, the doctor's offices for the next few weeks just filled up with people who were sick.
I mean, well, yeah, you have that first allergic reaction. They're like, the cosmetics make us sick, but it's no big deal. The GMO makes me sick, but I'm going to keep eating it. They take all over this country aquifer water, like Austin, Texas, and they dump, when they call it fluoride, it could be over 300 plus chemicals. That's a cover for every toxic waste. We pay to then drink it. It's a total globalist joke.
I think there's an alternative, an ulterior motive to fracking, too, because when they're pumping over 500 chemicals down into the ground like that, and it's coming up in people's wells, there's, you know what they're doing. They don't need that many chemicals to break the rocks down there and lubricate them. It's just ridiculous. But I hope we're helping you out on our bandwidth, because we actually have our station on the Internet, too. Hopefully takes a little bit of, you know, if other stations, too, I would suggest, if they do that, you know, get on the Internet, maybe it'll ease.
Sure, 5:40 a.m. out there in your area, and all over the country are affiliates, streamers, and I was talking to our Chicago affiliate, and he said that when they first put me on, they had almost nobody listening to their streams. He said, just my show a month has 30,000 logins and log-offs, and that's not big for my big broadcast, you know, which has hundreds of thousands a day listening to streams, 600,000 downloading the podcast every day just that way. But for a station, they're like, wow, we had almost no one listening on the Internet. Now it's 30,000 a month that log in and listen to you just over the stream here in Chicago. So that's a big deal. All right, folks, I'm going to do one more segment in overdrive for Robert in Georgia, Jason in Florida, Michael in Texas, and Jason in Kentucky. I'm going to try to shut up and get to at least those five calls when we come back on the other side of this transmission. Then there's InfoWars Nightly News tonight with a lot of key stuff being premiered. 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hey, Obamacare is so outrageous and so criminal that it is in deep trouble, been postponed, the employer mandate for another year. It will wreck this country. That's some good news. The total open borders and giving the illegals free tuition, more free welfare, that'll bankrupt the country. No nation does that. That's in deep trouble. No matter how much they say, turn your guns in or you're for murdering children, more and more people aren't buying that. That's backfiring. Even their own statistics show that. They're very upset. That, you know, the tear-jerking, that it's racist if you don't want totally open borders. And you won't give people from any foreign country free health care and everything. Racist. It's the big banks and corporations financing that because they want to have cheap labor here that's subsidized by taxpayers. It's incredible. People are waking up to the screw job. And that's why we need to intensify our efforts, because the globalists are going to try to strike back. But across the board, the New World Order is up to its axles in deep mud, like Napoleon or Hitler in Russia. As the winter comes, the long winter for the tyrant, as the as humanity across the globe wakes up. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Georgia. Welcome.
Hey there, Alex. I know you probably already heard this before, but when he was talking about the Georgia State Patrol and how arrogant they are, they actually refer to themselves as God's special people. They think they have the rights to do anything that they want. And they're actually taught this at their post-training academy before they even get out on the field.
That is so disgusting. I know that, more and more they're giving police arrogance training. Now, some departments are going the opposite direction towards trying to be public servants and understanding that's how they get the respect of the people. But a lot of state police units, because they're really federal state police units set up in the 30s, they don't even know that, are like the paramilitary New World Order crowd. And, yeah, no, it's they're really – well, a caller called in about Georgia State Police. The Texas police will pull you over for a burnout taillight, and by the time they're done, their hand's going to be up your taillight. This is unbelievable. What kind of stuff does your Georgia State Police do, God's special people?
God's special people will pull you over when you stop at a red light, give you a ticket for running the red light, and you hadn't even crossed the line. You hadn't even crossed the line, the white line that you stopped at, just because he's mad at you because he talked to his girlfriend. That's what they do here.
Well,
they
I know in Kentucky, I called the judge. It was in the newspaper. One of our listeners, upstanding member of the community, Kelly Rushing, I've told the story 100 times, he was handing out VHS tapes in like 2002 of Ron Paul's neocon speech and my film Road to Tyranny. And the cop, because he lived near him, the cop waited, pulled him over, bragged, "I've got the videotape banded here." And he said, "I'm going to charge you with threatening police. I don't like that video. It's anti-police." And the judge was in the paper going, "That's right. You don't hand out videos critical of government." This is in the newspaper. I read this on air. And the jury found him not guilty. But, I mean, you talk about... And then I have in Virginia the state police on video finding a pocket constitution at a warrantless checkpoint. One of our listeners got the videotape, Abby Newman. And the cops start going, "Is he allowed to have this?" I mean, these guys sound like they've got, no exaggeration, 70 IQs. And they're like, "I've never seen nothing like it. Look, look." And it's got George Washington on the cover. I'm not joking. And they're like, People think I'm joking. Go watch the video. I mean, they've sworn an oath to it. They go, "I think we need to take her to jail. This kind of contraband. I didn't believe it. She told us we couldn't search without a warrant. I mean, these people are out of their minds, man. That you mean I can't stick my finger in your butt? I mean, I pulled you over. I'm sorry to talk like that. I never talk like that. That's what they do. I'm going to stick my hand in both areas, and then I'm going to get your sister, and I'm going to do it. And if you don't like it, you got to follow my orders. You got to obey my every order. I'm in charge now. I got a taser. I got a gun. I'm going to stick my hand up your butt." I'm sorry. Sir, anything else from Georgia?
Well, that's what you were talking about. The guy who was videotaping the police officer, and he shot his dog. Then the chief of police comes on and says, "Well, the way to help this is just comply with what we ask you to do." That's
I agree. Proctology exams for all of them.
Yeah, just do what the hell we say. You don't have to worry about it. We won't hurt you. Just comply with all the unconstitutional laws.
You just comply with me. I mean, even on the South part, they only look inside. Now it's like, "TSA, let us show you how this is done. Bin Laden may be hiding in there." Maybe now they'll cut pregnant women open to make sure it's not a bomb in there. I don't want to give them ideas. "Listen, we have guillotines to chop the pregnant women in half to make sure this place can blow. Place can blow." I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I got to stop right there. See, I can do a lot of imitations, but if I start, like, really channeling ultra-redneck, I am kind of an ultra-redneck. So then it just, listen, I can go in an area of rednecks, and I can literally just start going, "Yeah," because a super redneck doesn't even talk. They just go, "Yeah." And if I go into an area, and they just start bowing down when I do that. Okay, I'm going to stop. Let's talk to Diana in Illinois. I'm sorry, Diana. Go ahead. I think I'm going to join the New World Order. I actually agree with it. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, this is Diana. I'm just calling because first I want to...
Wait a minute. You might be a terrorist. Without a warrant, we need to do a proctology exam, ma'am. You don't have a problem with that, do you, honey?
I don't bend over, so...
Hell You will respect an officer. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to note really quick that I contacted Bill O'Reilly to notify him that he should have Jesse Ventura on. That was a segment you had at a later show. But my question is, for people who are unemployed or trying to fight the New World Order, if they're pigeonholed into a position that that's all they can get, what are they supposed to do for a means of finances?
What, working for the New World Order?
Right.
They call that killing yourself to live. I would do whatever you can to just try to, even if you slowly inform people and slowly try to be somebody on the inside for good, it will do big things. Like if I was in the Texas State Police and they pull women over for speeding or burnout taillight, and one guy goes, get the gloves, we're going to search them. You know, you want to say, well, wait a minute, doesn't she have a Fourth Amendment? I'm going to trick her into complying. And then the next thing is when they say no, they then just taser you. So it's like now they're having checkpoints under federal funding where they take blood. It's like, pull over, I'm going to take blood. And they don't even tell you it's voluntary. And then it's like, what's wrong with that? What are you hiding in your blood? What's wrong with me sticking a needle in your arm? So, I mean, Diana, I can't tell you what you should do, but how did Bill O'Reilly, star of Fox News, how did he respond when you emailed his people and said they wanted him to have Ventura on?
I actually didn't email them. I left them a voicemail. So,
well, how dare you? How dare you? Anything else, ma'am?
That's it for now. Thank you.
I tell you, I appreciate it. It's almost like a drug when you start acting like that. I mean, I got to be honest with you. It's fun, just actually. Strut around. I'm thinking about getting like a goofy Latin American dictator uniform or something and doing a spoof where I just walk around acting all royal and black boots. And I bet the public starts bowing down. And I'll just walk around like one of those riding crops under my arm. And I'll just strut around going, get over here, boy. People just kneel. Oh, yes, master. Let's go ahead and talk to I'm sorry. Jason in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good right now.
Sounds like it. I was wondering if you've heard of the video game Watch Dogs.
I hadn't heard of that. Is it pro New World Order?
It sure sounds like it.
Good.
It's sitting in Chicago.
Let me guess, you're taking on gun owners.
No, you're controlling the central operating system that runs all of Chicago, everyone's cell phones, their homes. Everything.
Oh, yeah, you're using a smart grid to run the little scum who aren't part of God's special people.
Sure are.
Good. Good. So tell me about this video game. It's called Watchdog?
Watchdog, yes. They're trying to push it as one of the main games that's coming out for that new PlayStation 4 and the Xbox.
Oh, the one that spies on your house? Well, why not?
Well, of course.
It ought to be called Scum Dog, Spy Dog. Tyranny Dog.
you guys, I loved your article on the Rainbow Six game, so you guys should look into this because you play Aiden Pierce, and it literally says you are a brilliant hacker and former thug whose criminal past led to a violent family tragedy, and now you seek justice by hacking.
Yeah, no, that's what they're doing. They're hiring all these criminals to work at the NSA. Where it's like, now you battle people by planting child porn on them. You used to be a thug, but now you're even worse. And next you can give little kids a live polio vaccine. How's that sound? Watch them die. You work for the government now and the Chicago mob boss up there. Look at this. Yeah, Watchdog. I see it. Yeah. And so you hack in and spy on everybody with the smart meters, right?
Oh, yeah, I was watching the trailer for it. He walks down.
Oh, it says you work for the government, steal funds, and rob everybody. That says right here. No. Now in the movies, the CIA kills families who are innocent, and it's good. It's like the good guys. It's like, next the police will be like, line your kids up. I'm going to blow their heads off. Officer's discretion. Boom, boom, boom. Hell, Hitler did it. What's wrong with that? Render unto Caesar what's Caesar's.
And Caesar says, I'm going to wear the same glove and rape all of yous with it at the checkpoint. Extremists.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
If you'd like to join us on air, wide open phones, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on any of the news items I've raised or any of the big stories that are out there today. Coming up in the next segment, I will not just take your calls, I will elaborate on the Egypt situation. I'm going to get to some of that in a moment. But I want to finish up talking about our society, talking about the cultural trends. These are not just my observations. I go off of the sociological numbers that you hear us here breaking down every day and my own experiences in life, where I will see more and more people act like selfish, stupid, evil, greedy demons. And that's why the police are getting worse and worse. It's because they are a reflection of the public as well. Our government is a reflection of what we've become. Now, there are giant groups of good people. I would say more than half the population, generally, are hardworking, good, decent people who are criminally naive and simple-minded, and at their base, cowardly. And I would call the cowardice more of an excuse of, oh, I don't want to be out front. I don't want to be arrogant. I don't want to force myself into public view. I'm just going to put my head down. And that, you know, that's a manly thing to do. No, what that is insanely cowardly and is the road to absolute enslavement. That's what it's called. I get being a quiet person. I get leaving people alone, minding your business. I do that with individuals. But when it comes to organized corporations or organized government or gangs of people, I instinctively get very angry and very aggressive. One time I had drag rats. Tommy Pilato was with me. We were downtown having a business meeting, filmmaker. And we walk out, and these drag rats aren't like your normal homeless people. They're not all bad, but large groups of them have raped people, beat people up, all sorts of stuff. There's been a lot of cases of it. There's even been deaths. And I walked out, and 8 or 9 of them said, basically, hey, you know, give me some money. And I turned around to them, and I said, oh, really, give you some money? What do you mean? They said, well, it'd be good for you to give us money, if you know what I mean. And I said, no, what do you mean? Well, if you know what's good for you. And I said, why don't you all get up, and I'm going to stomp your heads into the ground right now. And I couldn't help it, folks. I mean, I was ready to stomp them into the ground. And again, I grew up in Dallas getting in a lot of fights. The few times I wasn't in the right in a fight, I'd get my butt kicked because I couldn't get up. If the fight was 50-50, I couldn't even swing a punch. I couldn't even get upset. I had no energy. It was only when somebody was in the wrong, somebody trying to mug me in a parking lot, a group of people trying to assault me, that I would turn into absolute King Kong on PCP. Because instinctively, I get completely angry, and of course, they backed off at that point. And it wasn't that I'm Mr. Tough Guy. It's that 8 or 9 people who I know have a history of abusing and raping and grabbing women off their bicycles and robbing them, I wanted to stomp their guts into the ground. And the reason they didn't take the fight was they figured out, even though they might have won in the end, because I've had my leg broken and stuff like that, fighting a big group of people, 5 guys. The whole issue is that they knew to back off because they knew this. They weren't going to get the money out of my wallet easy. There was going to be a price to pay. And that is the difference between a free society and a slave society. Bending over, literally, on the side of the highway now, all over the country. But sadly, my own state is so whacked out that all over the country, cops are taking money out of old ladies' wallets. How much money you got in there? Well, I've got $2,000, sonny. I carry it with me. Boom, they take it. There's no law saying they can do that. They claim it's a forfeiture on site with no proof of drugs. And a lot of these cops aren't even conscious criminals. They're so whacked out, the local judge has told them to do it. And then it turns out the local judge is the one getting the money and living in some million-dollar house. I mean, it is and I'm talking about real cases I just mentioned there, a composite of several, a Tennessee and Texas case. Indiana does it. Louisiana is horrible. On record, just shaking people down. And when you put up with it, it's what allows it to get worse. Standing up to it is what puts it back in the box. And when I come back, I want to talk about the thug culture, the oppressor culture versus the jellyfish culture, and tie it into San Francisco 777 crash. The passengers left even their own children, it's being reported, and didn't help them. They would go to get their bags. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Obama 20 peace prizes and Bush 100.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil.
Right and wrong.
And you are an honor. A new world order.
By the way, I didn't mean to flash back and start talking about getting in fights with homeless people. But all over the country, there's the phenomenon of runaways. Of young people who then are usually led by like a 25, 30-year-old, and they're involved in a lot of crime, and Austin is infested with these people. Some of them are actually nice and are like nomadic groups. They then get fed on by the criminal groups. And my point is that the instinct of good people should be to stand up to groups like that. And so when I see government as a giant gang and the IRS running around robbing people without due process, in an unconstitutional tax, but even within the confines of people that have paid, being robbed and having their homes and wedding rings stolen. The horror stories are literally legion upon legion upon legion. That's being run by the Congress, by the president, by the central government. We act like the TSA is some bad agency, or the IRS, or the NSA. This is all part of a plan. There's a reason the street lights are laid out in a certain way, and the street cameras are laid out in a certain way, and the street signs. It's an organized program. And most of it's secret. What we know about it is they're trying to change the genetic environment of the planet, where it's artificial and you've got to go to them to even be able to have kids or have crops. And they're busy spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other chemicals. I've got a story out today that are on record thousands of times in the metric worse than the old CFCs that were in spray bottles. Why is the government trying to destroy the ozone layer in a giant secret program that it's declassified they're doing the program? And what they're spraying, last time I checked, $5 billion a year, Department of Energy alone, just to pay for the program in North America. These people operate like they're aliens from a trillion miles away, come here to destroy us. I'm not saying that's what they are. They might as well be that. You understand, when I got up here and told you about our family pediatrician who had one of the biggest pediatrician outfits here in Austin, he recently sold it and retired. I'm not going to say any more. Grabbed me by the arm 7-8 years ago and saying, listen, you know these big free clinics they have? I listen to your show. It's true. He goes, guess what we were given? Because doctors are supposed to volunteer. It's like compulsory volunteerism, and they've got to go back to schooling and stuff. You're supposed to do so much volunteer time. So the doctors go to the big Zilker Park and sports stadiums. I don't know where I live. It happens in your area. And you might have 3,000 people come to get their shots. And he said he looked at the dose vials. They were giving liquid 1960s batch, totally illegal polio, live polio that had SV40 in it, a highly contagious cancer virus that you can pull up the government's own numbers. They believe contributed to over 100 million cancers just from the 50s through the 70s when it was made illegal. By the way, I see in the news all the time, they're still using those original batches to replicate it. And then they grow it on fetal tissue, they grow it on eggs, you name it. And they're shipping it to Africa, Asia, you name it. That's why all over the world they go, we don't want that in Pakistan and in Nigeria. They run from the white witch doctors and the UN witch doctors. Because, folks, they used to run to the medicine man. Now they run from the European or the EU or the UN medicine man. Simian virus 40, SV40 polio vaccine fact sheet. It was discovered in 1960, that's the CDC's website, soon after the virus was found in the polio vaccine. And it says more than 98 million Americans received one or more dosages of it. Oh, isn't that sweet? By the way, they're still giving it. And they're still sterilizing people in every town and every city. And they're still putting poison in the water, hydrofluorosilicic acid, on record that wrecks your mind and wrecks your fertility. And people hear all this, and you can go look it up and find out it's true. I mean, the crew's sitting in there just typing in whatever I say and pulling it up on the government's own websites. I'm not making any of this up. And that doctor had the courage to tell me, but he also had the courage to grab me hard by the arm and say, and I told you, you don't tell anybody my name. You can tell the story. And he said, I went and complained about it and was told to shut up. They know full well, here, bring your kid down to Zilker Park. We're going to give them liquid monkey virus that is a death sentence. A death sentence. And there'll be no police investigation. There'll be no discussion on the news. Just like when I get up on air and say, all over the country, in the hydrofluorosilicic acid, they're adding radioactive isotopes. Local media goes out, checks it at the wastewater plant and the treatment plant, and the Geiger counter's off the chart, and they say, what is this? And the locals go, we don't know what it is. Forget about it. Must be in the aquifer. Must be naturally radioactive. And again, I just keep going back to this over and over again instead of all the news, because they're killing us. It's back in the L.A. news that they forcibly are sterilizing people. Of course they are, illegally, and no one's going to get in trouble because it's a plan. You know how the SV40 and other cocktail of those specific viruses, and by the way, it didn't come from monkeys. Dr. Salk and others bragged about it. Those were cooked up specially for you and your family. Sure, they grew them on monkey kidneys. but they didn't come from monkeys. That's a weaponized virus program. Guess what they do? They go plug into your DNA. They go into viral plaques is what they're called. They engineered this whole family perfectly to wait until your hormone level lowers. And when your hormone level lowers, it then triggers the viral plaques, similar to shingles, which is really just in the whole family of herpes. When does it trigger? When you get older. When does it get to where it kills people? When you're old. When you're young, when you're under stress or have a lot of problems, that's when it breaks out. Folks, there's stuff a lot worse than herpes. It's called deadly. You know what SV40 can do in the sinus? The particular cancer, you can look it up. I forget its Latin name, but it looks like blue yogurt, purple yogurt. How's that growing into your brain? Just a little gift for you and your family. They're murdering you with pleasure. And if I walk up to Austin cops and start saying, hey, the government's murdering people, the DynCorp building right there in town, here's the Washington Post, here's the Chicago Tribune, how they got caught running child kidnapping rings. The cops, I've done this before, go, I know, I work for them part-time. Get out of here, Alex. That happened in front of P.F. Chang's. And then another time, the cops are like, yeah, we know. What do we do about it? What are we supposed to do about it? We're told who we can investigate. I mean, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I'm going to go to them. But I talk about the culture of thugs. People that have figured this out decide to act like predators and thugs. So whether you're a street criminal, a corporate criminal, a corrupt cop, there's that whole culture. Or then you've got the culture of the slaves who just get real self-serving, though, and put their head down to everything, but then do the minimum amount of work, suck off things, don't care about anybody but themselves, and think that's an attribute. And then you've got the nanny staters who go around persecuting people in the name of the government, whether they work for the government or not, who don't really care about the major studies that are out, like the environmentalists, who don't, the fake environmentalists, they don't care. They had a big Canadian study last year. They don't actually care about real issues. They just want the power from it that they are the moral authority. I think the Canadian study was a major government study that the environmentalists were 6 times more likely to be thieves and to be dishonest. The groups that answered that they were the biggest environmentalists. Because it's just a way to say, I'm a Pharisee. I'm good. All the rest of you are bad. Meanwhile, real conservationists, real environmentalists, people that are really concerned, Alex, they're not growing corn in Texas that has live HIV virus in it. And no one will even look that up. It's Associated Press. Protogen is the company. And that's why if a cop pulls me over because I'm driving late at night or something and I know I'm not speeding and they go, mind if I search and got any drugs? I'm like, do you have any drugs? Because you know the government ships most of them in. They're like, well, what's your problem? What's my problem? They're lining kids up nationwide and giving them oral cancer viruses, live cancer viruses that's communicable, and you're just going to laugh at me. Because, see, it's too big of an issue. It's too big for you to deal with. So you're just going to pick on me and act like you're holding society together and the thin blue line, blah, 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 when we've got psycho eugenicists running the whole show. But look at this article from Forbes. It's up on Infowars.com. San Francisco 777 crash. Why did so many passengers evacuate with bags? And again, I've seen it in our local news that when the drag rats will catch, you know, two young yuppie women coming out of a restaurant down on South Congress or down on the old drag or whatever, they'll order them to give them their purse, and the women usually out of fear will just give it to them. And if not, they'll punch them in the nose, rape them, whatever. And then I was thinking how that's just like the police when they're like, I'm going to search your car. It's not mind if I search. It's like people on the New York subway will sit on both sides of you and go, mind if I look at your watch? Can I have it? So they're not legally actually robbing you. They're with the inference of it. Now the police are like, I'm going to search the car. Give me authorization or I will taser you.
or answer my question or I will taser you. Failure to not follow my order and the threat continuum and the force continuum is an absolute.
Now, you're all now Private Pyle in the Marine Corps drill sergeant situation.
I'm going to do a cavity search.
The women are in the bikini. The video's up on Infowars.com right now. In Texas again. You're joking, right?
I'm not joking. Up against the car.
And then the police are like, well, they complied with it. Yeah, they complied like when somebody comes into a park and says, hey, 2 year or 3 year old, while your mom's in the bathroom at the park, get in the car, I said. And the little kid reaches their hand up, does what they say. It's the authority figure. And that's what the drag rats do, robbing people. That's what the police do, you know, with their knock and talks, wanting to come in people's houses. It's all criminal psychology, right out of criminology 101. And that's all eugenics and all this is. It's just a bunch of predators who want to do mean things to people, setting the precedent that they can get away with bloody murder. And then they've got useful idiots down low who actually believe in the whole system. And so I'm not surprised that trendies flying into San Francisco on 777 out of South Korea, because this is just, you know, this is how it is all over the world now. Anywhere that's industrialized, humans are the same. People are so into themselves, they won't risk their life to help somebody who's choking or whatever, or to go into a house to save people, but they will risk their lives if their iPad is in a burning house. Or if they're, I mean, imagine, the plane crashes, the tail falls off, it bursts into flame, jet fuel everywhere, and people are going in the overheads to get their bags out to then try to get out of the aircraft. I mean, the minute it's crashing, there's flames. The first thing I'm doing, and with, you know, the strength that comes with caring about your kids, is grabbing my children, throwing them on my shoulder, and I'd probably get incredibly hurt just jumping out of a hole. That's just a normal behavior. But no, it's reported watching the videos and witnesses that, and it appears from the reports that people weren't even leaving their own kids, but they wanted their bags. Now, that's a programmed group of people that only care about themselves to such a point that one man even was interviewed by the New York Times, said that he grabbed his bags and then his kids. They're even proud of him. I mean, I can't believe parents will let the CPS take their kids clearly when there's no reason to do it. And then when a family runs with their kids, they're called terrorists on the news. They've taken your basic, normal human instinct and flushed it down the commode. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and take your calls for 2 segments. Then we got Larry Pratt popping in, and then I'll continue with your phone calls. But this is the difference between having a civilization and not having a civilization, is that good men do nothing and you have a tyranny. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. You know, I've started lifting weights again with light weights, trying to lose weight. And so maybe once a week I have time to go down to a local YMCA and I'll watch cops come in wearing their local cop shirts. And I'll watch them kind of strut around and bug their eyes out at people. They're not too bad, but I've seen groups of them in there. And it's a totally different group of people when the fire department is always there. No matter when I go, somebody from the Hays County Fire Department is always in there. I was watching these guys do like 60 pull-ups and then go back and do it again and doing these things. They're doing pull-ups and swinging their body all the way over, basically in a gymnast move. They're so nice and friendly because they're fire department people who actually have a real job and who actually serve the community. And I'll never forget watching the Austin police with their cadets in a swim test, and about a third of them could barely swim. Three of them had to be pulled out. I even shot video of this and life jackets put on because they couldn't swim. And the head police that were teaching them weren't that good of swimmers. I mean, you ought to be able to swim 2 miles to be a cop. You ought to be able to do 40 pull-ups to be a cop. And I'm not sitting here claiming I'm Mr. Tough Guy. I used to do 45 pull-ups. I can barely do 3 of them now. But the point is, as I watch these fire department guys, they are the polar opposite of the police now. I'm not saying all police are like this, but nice guys, friendly, not putting off a power trip, and just savagely lifting weights and just, you know, in incredible shape. You can tell they're drug-free, too. You can just look at their muscles. Just savagely strong, because they need to be able to pick people up and stuff. They need to be able to, you know, climb out of a window. And you just see the difference in the culture. And now they're trying to corrupt the fire departments and make them secret police. It's so disgusting to see that happen. And I've talked to a lot of retired people, read a lot of criminology. 30, 40 years ago, all they cared about being a cop was that you were somewhat honest and really tough. Nowadays, it's about hiring little social worker bureaucrats who are on power trips and want to dominate you. Because a really tough guy is not going to want to dominate people that haven't done anything. A warrior is going to want to go after bad guys and defend innocent people. Not, oh, I think you might have marijuana. I'm going to stick my hand in your rectum and then your vagina. I mean, that's totally illegal. But their supervisors have told them they're allowed to. It's a disgusting power trip by people that can't even swim. They're hiring people with under 100 IQs, and it's a joke. I do not want to be ruled over by a bunch of power-tripping, semi-lobotomized morons that can't even do pull-ups. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is listener supported. We have the best pro-liberty t-shirts, the InfoWars July issue of the magazine with 10 bumper stickers inside of it to spread the word. We got the Pro Pure water filters with the lowest price with promo code WATER. We've got the new State of Mind film that's going to premiere on the 17th on InfoWars Nightly News. We have it on DVD and Blu-ray. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And again, I remember growing up in Dallas, and my dad had friends that were police that would come over and stuff and play cards and things like that. They were all just really nice, friendly Boy Scout type guys. And now more and more they want thugs. I'm not saying all departments are like this. If you've got a Boy Scout department, that's good. But people think it's tough now to be a thug. I saw two different spy thrillers last week. One of them was called Numbers, I think. It's like where they're working at the CIA base in England. But the point is, and I was watching another one, half asleep. That's why I don't remember the name of it. My wife was watching another one another night. And it's like the CIA goes in a house and kills the former CIA guy and goes ahead and just shoots their daughter while they're at it. And that's okay. That's a good thing to do. We got to kill their family. It's collateral damage. They're warping everybody's brains with these shows. And that's why the cops all the time, you see it in the news, go in a house, even the wrong house, and say, get in a fetal position to the naked guy out of his bed. Now crawl to us. And then they taser him and rubber bullet him for fun. And I've seen the videos of police laughing about it. Did you see how I shot that lady with the sign in the face with rubber bullets? Yeah, she had blood pouring out her nose. You're going to have your bank accounts taken too, dum-dum. You're going to be injected with cancer viruses, dum-dum. You're not being given this power to abuse people for no reason. Evil is coming in. And we need to wake up to it and say no. And I don't mean to obsess on the police all day. The point is, that's where the rubber meets the road. And I wish the police would try to be more like firefighters and act like that. I guarantee you, folks, if I went and saw a group of firefighters being trained at the local pool at Deep Eddy, that I bet they could all swim. You don't know how bizarre it is to see the police, and most of them were horrible swimmers, and some of them had to be fished out and couldn't swim, couldn't tread water for 5 minutes. Like children gulping and drowning. I mean, it's just mindless. I don't mean to go off into a jag. It's just so pathetic. Coming up after I take some phone calls, analyst George Zimmerman probably won't be convicted of murder, of manslaughter. Here's why. And I agree, they have a very bad case. And there's reasonable doubt that he's guilty. I think he was stupid to go follow somebody around with a gun. Unless he saw him committing a crime, and that's a different subject. George Zimmerman is probably an out-of-control cop wannabe type. Turns out most of his family and friends are cops. I don't know why he didn't try to go get on their department. But the point is that he was clearly jumped on top of and beat up. And now threats to riot, loot, if Zimmerman found innocent, intensify. It is thousands of tweets without even looking. That people, where they're going to attack, what they're going to burn down, all racially organized, basically. And it is really, really sad. You know, why don't we all get together and get angry and march against cancer viruses and vaccines? Oh, no. Jesse Jackson doesn't support that. Why don't we all march for the millions for the unborn children getting chopped up, where we know they're innocent and it's wrong? Oh, no, it's too much fun to... Notice how the Justice Department kept calling Zimmerman white? The guy looks like Kim Jong-un to me. Nothing against Asians or anything, but I mean, you know... what is this whole deal? What? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back. Take a few phone calls. Liberal Bill is the first caller coming up. Then we'll talk to Kent, Jason, Ryan, John, and many others. Then Larry Pratt on the U.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. Level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.